Well, it was meant to be a big bang rollout of India's vaccination program, with the 18 plus enthusiastically registering for the 1st of May. But now many states say that they will not be able to launch the drive for 18-year-olds from the 1st of May. So people have registered, lakhs of citizens between the age of 18 and 44. And God knows we need more people in our country vaccinated. But there's only one very small problem. There are no vaccines available.
नहीं अभी वैक्सीन नहीं है वैक्सीन के लिए हमने कंपनी से रिक्वेस्ट की है
जेकर हमारे पास कम से कम भी 10 लाख वैक्सीन आएगी तब जाके हमारा ये काम स्टार्ट हो पाए
दिल्ली पंजाब राजस्थान महाराष्ट्र झारखंड छत्तीसगढ़ एंड जम्मू एंड कश्मीर ऑल स्लोली रनिंग आउट ऑफ वैक्सीन इन मुंबई लॉन्ग लाइन्स आउटसाइड वैक्सीनेशन सेंटर्स इज पीपल स्क्रैम्बल टू गेट इनोक्युलेटेड Never-ending queues of people who are hoping to get the jab before the next phase, which opens it up to the 18 to 44 category. But the additional municipal commissioner, Ashwini Bhire, tweeted, asking citizens above the age of 45 not to panic and cause crowds, that the 18 to 44 age group might not receive their jabs on May 1st, as doses are yet to be supplied.
There is already a shortage of vaccine. So once the other age group joins, then there will be still more further shortage and we don't know when we will get the stock. So that's the reason I was here today.
From the west to the north in Jammu and Kashmir, Ahmed Mushtaq has been visiting this health facility in Srinagar for the past 2 days to take the COVID vaccine. But there are none available.
ये कह रहे नहीं जी खत्म है वैक्सीन नहीं है पीछे से नहीं आ रहा है वैक्सीन
100 डोज थे हमारे पास खत्म हो गई अभी भी लोग वेट कर रहे हैं वैक्सीन नहीं है हमारे पास अभी अभी वाला ही जाओ तब कुछ नहीं पता वो बोल रहे अभी 4-5 दिन वेट करना पड़ेगा
On an average, the J&K Union Territory is receiving 50,000 doses from the centre, but the demand has been much higher. So far, only 21 lakh people have been vaccinated in Jammu and Kashmir. In Rajasthan, up to 5 to 7 lakh people can be vaccinated per day, but right now, vaccine stocks are zero.
Our state ke jo storage hai, usme zero vaccine rahi hai. Hamare adhikariyon ne Serum Institute में बात की 3.75 crore doses बुक करने का लेटर दिया उनको वहां के अधिकारियों ने जो जानकारी दी कि 15 मई तक तो हम जो भारत सरकार से ऑलरेडी ऑर्डर्स हमको मिले हुए हैं उनकी आपूर्ति में ही हमारा 15 मई का समय तक तो निकल जाएगा
Tamil Nadu too has expressed doubts about the vaccination rollout from the 1st of May. They have ordered 1.5 crore doses but are not sure they will receive them in time. As state after state points to the shortage of vaccines, it looks like the big bang start to the vaccination drive will end with a whimper, at least on the 1st of May. NDTV Bureau Report.
Joining us now to look at this, Dr. Harsh Mahajan. He's a senior vice president at NatHealth, which represents hundreds of hospitals across the country. Lots of hospital chains, many of these hospitals, all of them would have been very eagerly awaiting this May 1st, date on which the rollout would have been extended. Also joining us, Dr. Guru Reddy. He's the founder, promoter of Continental Hospitals. He joins us from Hyderabad, from Chennai. We are joined by Dr. Prashant Rajgopalan, director of MGM Healthcare. And I'm also joined by Malini Isola, the co-convener of the All India Drug Network, Drug Action Network. Dr. Mahajan, let me come to you first. The 1st of May, was it premature for the government to have announced this date? Because it always seemed very clear for weeks that the number of vaccines required for this would never have been available by this deadline.
Thank you, Vishnu, for having me on the show. And the government has changed the policy that half the doses which the center will procure will be given to the state governments for vaccinating those who are above 45 through the government channels, through the government hospitals. And the balance 50%, which are left with the indigenous manufacturers, would actually be procured by the state governments and the private sector. So this is where, the problem is that the time is too short to actually even talk to the companies, the manufacturers, and then for them to be able to give it, because the capacity to manufacture is limited, the number of doses available to them per day or in a month is limited. And in our interactions, which individual hospitals have had with the companies, as well as NatHealth has had with the companies, the problem appears to be that their doses are already committed, right. They are already sold, and that for the private sector, it'll take at least 6 to 8 weeks before we can even think of getting it. And if we do get some doses, it'll be a little trickle as compared to what we've been used to vaccinating. Do remember that the private sector has acted as an arm of the government in the vaccination process, and the vaccines were procured, given by the government to the private sector, and we were actually putting the jabs in the arms of people.
And now you can't do that.
That is going to be tough in the beginning, because if we don't have the vaccine with us,
Then that becomes impossible. One moment, Dr. Mahajan, I want to go across to Malini Aisola. Malini, isn't this part of a truly disastrous rollout of extended vaccination? How now, at a situation like this, when millions of Indians need vaccination more than ever, we have a system where it may take 8 weeks for the first amounts in size of, in decent numbers, which will still be very small, right, to start coming out. Where has the policy gone wrong?
So one really wonders if the government should not have opened up more gradually, given that there is definitely a shortage in vaccine supplies. The latest vaccine policy is, to say the least, very messy and has caused a lot of discomfort. In fact, the Supreme Court has now seized of the matter and has asked the government to share its projections for the requirement of the vaccines given this expanded coverage, and also then address how it plans to overcome the supply issues. One of the concerns, of course, is that the vaccine, the priority groups have not been completed. The vaccination of priority groups has not been completed. But in addition to that, the supplies of both Serum and Bharat Biotech are not going to stabilize before June, even with the expansion of the capacity and the latest, the support that the government has provided. In fact, yesterday it was shared by Serum Institute to somebody that they will not be supplying the private sector for another 4 to 5 months. So that was actually in response to somebody from the private sector. This is a letter that they have sent. And the steps that the government has also taken to expand manufacturing beyond these two companies have been very late, and they are not going to kick in for several months.
Yep.
In the three PSUs, we know that it will take anywhere from several months to even up to a year before some of these units will come on board. And talking about the vaccines that might come from abroad, so when we're talking about Sputnik, the import is not due till maybe the end of May or June, and the Indian product, which will be manufactured here, will take longer because each of those companies
right.
are
so
expected
by
to...
By no means are we anywhere close to having the number of vaccines that we want. Dr. Rajagopalan, realistically speaking, given the fact that the private hospitals are not going to be getting their vaccines anytime soon, is it more realistic for all citizens between 18 and 45 to end up getting their jabs provided by the state government? Because it appears that the state governments would possibly get these vaccines first.
Good evening, Vishnu. So, absolutely, as already pointed out by both Dr. Mahajan and Ms. Malini, the private sector is going to be the last to get the vaccines. From what I've heard from reliable sources, it's the center which, in the order of priority of fulfillment of drugs, is going to get the first lot of vaccines, followed by the state governments, and then subsequently the private sector. Close to 2 to 3 months before we can get our first order. So that's one thing. And second is private sector healthcare, tertiary care hospitals are already inundated with COVID-related work, and it would be all the more sensible for the primary health centers and for the state government to take over and decentralize the vaccination process across the state, as opposed to doing it in large hospitals, which two things. One, it improves access to vaccine. And second, it also takes the that much of burden off from the private sector hospitals.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask Dr. Reddy, one of the guidelines which was stipulated today by the government is that the existing vaccines which were available in hospitals for 150 rupees, if by tomorrow they had not been expended, they would actually physically have to be transported back and given to various state governments. This seems almost bizarre. If there were vaccines available, then at least that quota of vaccines could have been expended, because it would end up possibly saving lives, even if it was at that price of 150 rupees. Because again, it boils down to a price. So another way of phrasing it is, you have vaccines, a few, not all, sitting in your hospitals, but because there is a deadline, you have to return those vaccines back to the government, and you don't know when your new vaccines will come, and therefore people who could be vaccinated are not being vaccinated.
Good evening, Vishnu. Thank you for having me on your show. I truly appreciate this. You know, that's absolutely a very interesting question. We have all been notified to the hospitals to return these vaccines. It does not make any sense at all. Those hospitals which are not expanded, no, we have to just look at the scenario that there are patients every day in the hospital, there are tenders are coming in, okay, as a part of your social responsibility. You know, you can encourage all these people with the government mandated 45 plus, you know, why don't you go ahead and get yourself vaccinated, you know, at the end of the day. And such vaccines can be utilized in busy hospitals when their attendants are coming in, or the outpatients or the other category of patients, you know, who qualify for vaccination. That's what we are doing at our hospital at the end of the day. But today's government, as you very clearly pointed out, to return these vaccines, but we at Continental Hospitals, we have nothing. We have not a single vial. But I'm sure there are certain other smaller hospitals who procure these vaccines. They might have some surplus left, but that surplus giving back to the government, you know, I doubt very much is going to happen. We also heard that there are people who are selling these vaccines, you know, at the back end or in the so-called black market, where people are taking this and vaccinating people at their homes and things of that nature. So I think it's a very preposterous, you know, idea at the end of the day, from my perspective, to asking for them to return these vaccines. Now, it's just like somebody goes buy something from a pharmacy. Okay, you're going to take those drugs, keep at your home for a certain length of time, and you're returning back to the pharmacy. What is the credibility of that? How was that stored? Okay, and should that be really be sold to some other person? So these are very fundamental questions. Okay, so
it's a bizarre scenario. In fact, let me ask Malini this question. Malini, I am due for my second shot tomorrow. I had paid for my first shot. Now, if I don't get my second shot tomorrow, in fact, the hospital I wanted to go to said that, no, we don't have any more doses left. And it doesn't come in the next 4 weeks, then I will be through with that 8-week period for Covishield, right? So therefore, then what happens?
Then, as per the policy, you would have to pay the higher price if you're going to be getting your second dose at a private hospital.
No, I'd gone to a private hospital earlier. So therefore, would it mean I'd have to stand in a government hospital, which is fine standing in a line and getting the injection, but then it would possibly deny somebody who cannot afford that vaccine, right, a chance at getting this vaccine. I can afford it. I want to pay for my vaccine. But I will stand in line and get it free, because the place where I was going to go pay my money to get my vaccine no longer has it. And 8 weeks have run out.
So I think that this whole idea of asking the private hospitals to return the doses is quite preposterous, as you said, because these are the vaccines that the government paid only 150 rupees for. So that's really what the central government had procured. So there is no reason for these vaccines not to be used and for people to be provided those vaccines even through the private hospital at the original price. But the vaccine is creating some very strange scenarios where people who have to get their second dose will either have to pay for it or go to the government sector for it. And one major flaw of the policy is, of course, that the central government is completely abdicating its role by telling states that they need to pay and now arrange vaccines beyond what is being allocated through the central government. So that would primarily be the states that are looking to also vaccinate people below the age of 45.
Right.
And it's really unclear why the companies are dictating the prices to the states.
Sure.
Now, this is a really real, mystery.
And the prices keep changing.
Yes, the prices keep changing because they think they're doing a favor to the states without engaging in an actual procurement process. And it's also curious why the government has done a U-turn, because the initial statements were that they would not open up for private sale the vaccines, so basically when the private hospitals can actually procure directly from the companies, and while the vaccines were still on a restricted emergency use. So clearly they've changed their mind on that. And it's also a mystery why they've done that.
All right, so lots of questions, Malini. Again, I'm just going to have to interrupt you because we're running short on time. But, Dr. Mahajan had actually sent out a letter. And in that letter, one of his recommendations, I just want to read it out, is that the center in the state must ensure vaccine supplies for 30 to 60 days. If that doesn't happen, this entire business of vaccination at private hospitals falls into serious problems. Forget about a 30-day vaccine supply. There isn't even on day one any vaccine supply which is available in private hospitals at this new rate. I'd like to leave it there. Thank you all very much. Hopefully the situation of supply will get sorted in the next few weeks.